Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. All of us here at the show want you to know that we're with you in this really hard time. I'll be honest, this is scary, and it's really hard to see so many people suffering. And like a lot of people right now, I'm at home 24 hours a day trying to figure out what our new, hopefully temporary life looks like. And, you know, so many of us are trying to work from home while suddenly running a daycare or homeschool at the same time, and cleaning and washing our hands and washing our damn hands again, and trying to keep one eye on the news without freaking out too much. And of course, we're cooking. Three meals a day plus snacks. And even if you're the kind of person who likes to cook, it's probably adding to your stress. Anyway, with all of this stress, we're going to do our part at the Splendid Table to help things along, at least with the cooking part of it. We're digging into our archives, and we have over 700 episodes of the show to bring back some of the most helpful or most inspiring interviews to give you some ideas and tips you could really use right now, and hopefully some inspiration to help you find pleasure in cooking again. And to start, since this is the weekend, and maybe you don't have to worry about work emails for a couple days, we thought we might start with a little bit of a call to action, a rallying cry to spend more time with your onions. I know it sounds ridiculous, but look, onions are great to have right now. They last a long time, so you can go to the store, you can buy a bunch, you don't have to worry about going to the store again to get more. And if you treat them right, they can add so much deliciousness to whatever you make. So this is an interview we did a few years ago with the journalist and media critic, Tom Skoka. It was after he turned his sword on recipe writers who weren't being honest about how long it takes to caramelize onions and what you get if you really put in the time to get them really good and sticky brown. Have a listen.
So Tom, what's the problem with onions?
The problem with onions is that it takes a long time to caramelize them. It takes so long to caramelize them that recipe writers through the years, I think, got into the habit of pretending it didn't take that long. A lot of the times when you're reading recipes, it'll tell you that if you put some onions in the pan and take 10 minutes or so, you'll have nice golden brown onions. And it's just not true. And I think that among the people who write the recipes, it's just they think of this as like a little fib that helps you get through the day. The recipe that finally set me off was one in the New York Times for savory scones with caramelized onions. And it said that with 10 minutes of cooking, you'd have some caramelized onions to toss in your scone. And I think I understand the urge to say that in your recipe, because it feels like it shouldn't take more time to make the caramelized onions that make your scones have a caramelized onion flavor than it does to make the scones themselves. So, I mean, there are certain falsehoods that everyone understands are falsehoods. You know, that the speed limit on the Jersey Turnpike is 65, right? You know?
It's a polite fiction.
Yeah. You know, everybody understands that there's a speed limit, but people drive how they drive. But recipe writers don't understand that people who are reading recipes often don't know how long it takes to caramelize onions.
Okay, so let's talk about caramelized onions. You, as part of your story, your original story in Slate, you saw this, and even 10 minutes, I think you're saying, is you're being generous because you were seeing lots of recipes where like, oh, cook the onions for 5 minutes until golden brown.
Yeah.
Cook the onions for 3 minutes until golden brown. And so you started taking out your stopwatch and you stood in your kitchen and you started cooking onions and timing them recipe by recipe. And what is your version of the events here?
So I was trying to do it in the most charitable way possible on, you know, very high heat, but with, you know, your standard apartment kitchen rig. Because the whole point is this is trying to replicate what you might do if you're reading a recipe in the newspaper. And, you know, if I cranked the heat all the way up and I stirred and stirred and stirred and never took my eye off the pan, you know, in about, I think the 29 minutes was when I got something that was caramelized onions.
Yeah. Not five.
No. At 5 minutes, 10 minutes, they're white.
Yeah. Part of it, I think, might be there's sort of a definitional problem here, right? Where like if we talk about caramelizing the onions, like we use that as a very broad term, but the kind of caramelized onions you're talking about, which I believe are the true caramelized onion, is a slow cooked onion until it turns truly brown, the color of caramel, and it means you've cooked it for a long time, so the sugars and the juices have had time to come out of the onion and actually do the thing that we do when we caramelize sugar, which is, you know, turn brown. And that takes a long time. But I think, like, we just use the word caramelize. I mean, like, any shade of brown anywhere along the line, right? So, like, if people are just talking about, oh, let's just sauté the onions or sweat the onions, and they're just being imprecise in their language, like, that might be the issue, right?
Certainly not in the recipe that set me off. And I think in general, no. I mean, yeah, it's this. The thing is that, yes, there's this particular long, slow process, but that long, slow process produces a particular thing. You know, I mean, if you're making savory scones, you want a sweet, brown, soft onion in there. You don't want a lightly sweated, crunchy onion. Like, that's not the product. And so the thing is that when I first reacted to this, I was reacting as someone who, you know, had put in enough time in the kitchen to know that, you know, if I were cooking something and it told me I was going to take 10 minutes and caramelize some onions, and I spent 10 minutes cooking, I would know that I didn't have caramelized onions in my pan. And I would keep going. I would know what I was trying to end up with.
Right.
But the thing is that after I wrote this, I heard from people, and I still hear from people, you know, who didn't have that background knowledge when they ran into these kinds of recipes. And so you have people coming away believing that they don't know how to cook.
Mm.
They must have screwed something up.
Yeah, I'm a failure.
Right.
I failed, like, not the recipe.
And people really believe this. And, like, that's pretty messed up, especially for, you know, newspaper recipes, which are supposed to be reaching out to people who are maybe going to try something they never tried before.
Yeah, yeah, that's the damage. Are there other culinary untruths that you want to take on at this point?
That's pretty much the one that haunts me. I mean, besides the fact that everybody fetishizes San Marzano tomatoes and you keep finding San Marzano tomatoes that have, like, spice powder in them, you should never, ever use something that has spice powder in it. You know, you're better off with just a regular old Hunt's tomato than with something that has factory oregano in it. So there's that. But besides that, that's about all I got.
All right, man. We will fight that battle another time. But thanks so much for coming in today.
Oh, glad to do it.
Tom Skoka is the author of Beijing Welcomes You, and his article called Layers of Deceit, Why Do Recipe Writers Lie and Lie and Lie About How Long It Takes to Caramelize Onions, was originally published on Slate. And again, if you have some time today, or honestly, you just want to get lost in something, why not caramelize a whole bunch of onions? Do a couple pounds of them. They store great in the fridge or the freezer. They give you so much sweet, jammy, savory flavor to anything you're making, and really, it'll just speed up dinner time another day. You can look for our caramelized onions primer, along with some recipes for using them, at splendidtable.org. We'll be back in your podcast feed soon, and take care of yourselves.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.